Eschatoi animaz ki hayim. Remains forever. Eschatoi animaz ki hayim. Whatever mistake he makes, like a baby. Okay, let's finish up the Yud Ches Dovah today. On the bottom, the Idoch Mayhi. What's the next one of the Yud Ches Dovah? Mayhi. The Snan. Kolam Taltalin Mevien Esatumo Be'ovi Hamardeya. So it's a din. To be an oil, to bring the tumor. Says that they, yeah, let's say, because I spent a mess over here. Not in the room. If in the room, it's all over. You're outside. Because I spent a mess here. You have a kli over here. You put something across like this that puts the kli and the mess under the same oil. That brings the tumor over to here. Comes a tumor shiva. It's in the oil. Now, that, the din is, has to be poser tefach. It means it has to have the bottom surface has to be a tefach. No. This, yeah, that's another problem. Room tefach that you also need, but that's not what we're discussing right now. We're discussing this. This surface has to be a tefach. Then this Mishnah called Taltum Vinsatum Bo'ivi Hamardeya. A Mardeya is the handle of a plowshare. That's what my dictionary says. I still have this dictionary from when I was a little kid. What? What? Not here. It's the handle. Yeah, the stick from the plow. Yeah.
Plow? I thought they hit the horse.
No, it's also used as that. But here, he says, this fellow, former rabbi from Philadelphia, says that it was the handle of a plow. I don't care. It's a baseball bat. For our practical purposes, it's a baseball bat. Now, the baseball bat...
Damn it,
no, baseball bat. Happens to have a circumference of a tefach. Now, if you have a circumference of a tefach, you do not have a diameter of a tefach. Obviously not. So it shouldn't bring the tumor. That's this, the rabbonim. If it has a circumference, a kefir tefach, they made it up on an otu poseach tefach. Now, let's get what happened over here. Most interesting story. Dosh de Mishnah. Amrav Tarfon says ridiculous. A kapich es b'ni. Rashi learns he's accursing himself. He was mitzayer on the amaratzis that's going on over here. A kapich es b'ni, I should lose my son. She's not lochem kupachas. This is a wrong halacha. It's not true. There's no such halacha like that. It was a mistake. What happened? Sheshoma ha-shomeya v'toh. Somebody heard a psak and he misunderstood it. Portion. Ho iker, a farmer oiver, umardeo al kseifo. He had this mardeo on his shoulder. The ihel tzido achas ala kever. As he's walking, it's on him and it passes over a kever. Timu oisoi mishum kelim hamahilim ala mes. They were taming him not because of oil. He's told me, you know why he's told me? This thing, which is over the mess, this is an avatumah, that's for sure. And it's when you say that an oil needs a poser tefah, that's to bring the tumor from here to here. But as little as it is, if it's on top of the mess, it becomes tomeh. It's a malal a mess. It can't serve as an oil. So now this mardeya is tomeh. It's an avatumah, it's tomeh tumashivu. It happens to be touching him. So he is now a rishon l'tumah. He's tomeh tumas erev. That's what happened over there. They didn't say he was tomeh tumas shiva because he's in the oil with the mess. That's not what they said. They said that he's tomeh tumas erev because he touched a kli that was in the oil of mess. That's all they said. The shemeya misunderstood it. He thought they were metameh him a tumas sheva, and he came up with a new halacha that oivi hamardeya is maybe a satum. Says that that's a mistake. It's a mistake. That's not what happened. Omer Reb Akiva, ani asakin shudivei chachom kayom. This is what really happened. Shiukolam taltel mevina satuma al ho'odom shenoisei oisom. It is, there is a drabonon. And oivi mardeya will bring the tumor on someone who's carrying it. Why? Because what happened there was as follows. You're right. What happened over there was, it was over the mass and it touched him. So he's really told me, Tumas Erev. Not doing oil. He's Tomei because this thing which is over a mess touched him. This Avatumah, he's a regional Tumah. But people will make a mistake. He'll walk away from there with a Din Tumas Erev, which is okay because he was never in the oil a mess. But people don't know Tyrus that well. It's interesting. Tyrus is here, so like Rashi says, why wouldn't people know it? Today wouldn't be a Kasha B'chol. They don't know Tyrus so well. They'll think, you know why he's Tomei? Because this is an oil and he's in the oil. They'll think that if you're in the same oil as a mess, you're Tomei Tumas Erev. So they made it the Rabbonon to make him Tomei Tumas Shiva. You're right, Eptarfen, but you're wrong. The case is, that's what happened. Since he's Tomei Midoraisa, but again, they only made this, in other words, it's a limited, we're limiting it. It's not this is maybe Tuba in general. Let's, if you'll have a mess over here and a Kli over here, and this is over my day, we'll not bring it. It'll only bring if it's touching him. Because once it's touching him, then he's Tomei Midoraisa Tuma Seref. Once he's Tomei Tuma Seref, then we're Tomei Midrabonon already a Tuma Shiva, because of that possible mistake. So there is a Drabonon here.
So then why is there any Shir?
Because of this case with Ovi Mardeya. It was built on this case. Also, it has to have some confusion. Everybody knows Tefach, that they did know. But they'll confuse circumference Tefach with surface area. Tefach. But let's continue for a second. So it's not Mevina Tum in general, it's Mevina Odom Shenoisa Yoysun Ovi Mardeya. Because since he's carrying it, he's touching it. That's for sure. Don't make a mistake. When this is over the mess, I don't care how small it is, it becomes Tomei. That's for sure. Val Sharod and Vikalim, they only poseir Tevach. If it's not touching it, they don't have that Rabbono. The Omer Rabbianai, Umardeya Sheomru, what is this Mardeya? Ein Bo'ovio Tevach, V'yesh Hekefo Tevach, V'gozu al Hekefo Mishum Ovio. That if it's mamish a thin like a pencil, there's no mocking for the drabon. Here it's mocking for a mistake. Tefach, everything knows. Tyrus, everything depends on the tefach. So don't think circumference of tefach is good enough. So it has circumference of the tefach. He's under it, and yet you only made him a tumas serif. They'll think, oh, he'll make tumas serif. So they hit him with a tumas shiva drabona. So this is another one of the Yud Ches Dov. Ula Reb Tarfin, just like we said before, Reb Tarfin doesn't buy it. He says they never made this drabonon. So he's missing one of the Yud Ches Dover. Just like we said yesterday, Reb Yossi is missing one. He's missing. Reb Nachman, the same one we filled in yesterday. He'll have to hold like Reb Meir here. Maniach Kalim is in there. He's only missing Ovi Mardeya. We fill it in with Benos Kusim. Right. This we had already. He's collecting. He's picking grapes to press them. Now the wine was here. May right here. Maniach Kalim. He holds this is Yud Ches Dov. He holds his. So maybe he's only missing one. We're missing two. We'd have to supply him with another one. Okay. But it's legas. So he's collecting it in a box. It's getting wet. The grapes themselves are oozing wine. So they're getting wet. Minda rice, it's not marsh because it's hoylech le'ibu. That's not nichle. He's losing it. He wants one. Shama yem huchsha. It's huchsha. Hillel Omer. We had this before. Loy huchsha. Remember that was the kasha. Why isn't this another machloikis hillel and shami? We said it was a machloikis, but Hillel capitulated immediately, so we don't count it as a machloikis. Omele hillel l'shamai. I don't understand shamai. Mipnei ba boitzim b'tayro vein moiskin b'tayro. Boitzim means grapes. Moiskin means olives. If you made some sort of a din, it's really not muksha. But you decided for some reason, I'll see in a minute why, that by grapes it is, so why not by zesim too? Now we'll see in a minute that kimah doesn't make sense. We'll see soon. Let's hold. Omalei, so Shammai says back to me, a shar for Shammai. Don't push me, Hillel. You'll get me upset. I'll make it by zesim too. Take it easy. Goizrani tumah fala masika. And as you push me to the wall, I'll make it up on a masika also. They wanted to make a count over here. They wanted everybody in, nobody out. They wanted to make a take a tally. He gave ground. Because Hill Rashi says was an Anvis son. So the Chayyim point out that he didn't care for Ked. The owner doesn't care. But we have to find himself as uncovered. Just like the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ish Meisha On of Miyot, like Hashem had to take off his covered with Miriam and Aaron. Okay, now. Listen, when Hill gets hit, it's rough. If we knew what a godel was, we'd understand when a godel takes a hit. It's a hit for everybody.
Yes,
it was a bad day. It was bad. It was bad for you. Kovra Terry got hit. I'll just tell you a quick aside. Let's go on. Anyway. Now what happened over there? So Hillel capitulated. So what's up with Yuchas Dovid and Shammai v'Hillel? So this we had already. Shammai v'Hillel. I'm sorry. The gods of Shammai v'Hillel v'lo kiblu minai. The Klaiso didn't accept it. Also Talmideyu. A little while later had the same achloikas they gave in. Then gozo, so it becomes part of the Yuchas Dovid. Gozo v'kiblu minai. Now. Questions like this. Now we have to know what is this drabon? Why did he do it? Lamais. It's not nichalei in the juice. He's losing the juice. Why in the world should it be masya? He was at three pshatim. Omaziri, Omreb Chanina, Gzeir Hashem Yivtzerenu beKupis Tmeis. This is a very interesting halacha, not at all easy to understand. There's a man de Omar. It's a Taseft in Machshirin that when we, it's very hard to explain it. When we say that Mashkim need Nichalei Rotzen, somehow that's to be Machshivit as a Mashke. If you don't have the rotzen, it's not a mashke. It gets its mashke kite from the rotz. But this man doma holds, that's all in the normal case. We have a mashke that goes on a prelum, azog. It's wet. Now, 5 minutes later, the sheretz touches the pre. So when the water came out, the water, whatever it was, went onto the pre, I didn't have rotzen. So it's not a mashke. But if it all happens simultaneously, the tumah and the hersha happen simultaneously, then somehow the fact that it's metami, the thing itself, is mashke the mashke. You know, and this is exactly the case. You have, if the box you put the stuff into is tumah already. So that means that this mashke oozes out of those grapes. It's going to, let's assume it can be mashke. It's going to be mashke and make the thing tumah immediately at the same time. Because it's happening at the same time. Then it's somehow machshiv that mashke. When it happens together, that gives a chshivas to the mashke and it works. Melech Shammai made a gzeira or to the case where you collect the grapes in a tomei box. Because there it will be mosher, according to Ratman the Omar. It takes a while to find. It takes a while to seft in machshirin that the Rash brings. It's not even a mission anywhere. Shem yitzin b'kupis tmei. Zogtim right away. Ho nichol amadom chli tomei chshiv mashke. I mean that a kli tomi can make it for a mashke. The fact that it's coming out, becoming tomi and be mashke at the same time, is enough to be machshiv the mashke. Oh, shapir, that's good. But lemaisa, not everybody holds that way. Elamandom and kli tomi choshev mashke and kli tomi choshev mashke. It's not machshiv the mashke. My kli meima. So back to the regular understanding. So why in the world is it being machshiv?
I mean, everybody agrees.
What is it?
If everybody agrees that if the mashkin was tamei in advance,
mashkin tamei will be mashkin, yeah.
Right, this,
it's like a step past that, yeah. Elo, mazairi, omer ebchanino, that's a much simpler gzeira. Gzeira shemi yivtzerenu bakupas mezufofas. Why is he unhappy with losing the juice? Because it's running out the bottom of the box. He's losing it. He wants going to make wine now. He needs the juice. He wants the juice. But let's say he has a kupa mezufofas. The way we would have today, no problem, to seal Zach, not losing anything. So of course it's nichle. Well, it's all going into the gas, it's all going to wind up in his wine barrels anyway. There's no problem with that. So there it will be mashu. So Shame made Xera or to that case. Rovom Xera Shum Hanoishchois. Funny Zach. Noishchois Rashi learns, so I've shot him in the Rishon. Rashi learns, Noishchois means, look at the bottom of Rashi there, Eshkoilis Hanoishchois Zuazu. Sometimes you have clusters of grapes that are. Noishchus, they're sort of biting one into the, they're sort of stuck into each other. Now, when he splits it apart, when he splits the clusters, what do you call it? Clusters, right? Eshkol clusters. When you split it apart, you're going to open up, by definition, you're going to spritz out some, you're going to cut open one of the grapes, the attached grapes are going to open up. So you're spritzing it out, he's doing it biyodayim, and it's the way Rashi learns, it's sort of psik reisha. He knows it's going to happen. It's impossible to separate the grapes without the mashke coming out and going on to the other grapes. So that's called the nichalei, since he knows he's doing it and knows that's what's going to happen. And the rosh, and Taisa Rosh says, and it's not going le'ibudi, the rosh is concerned, but it's going le'ibud, it's going to fall. He claims it gets stuck on the grapes. The grapes are such that it will stick to the grapes. It's not le'ibud. So it goes there to that. Well, not necessarily. I mean, I don't know if he'll ever get this, though. You know what I mean? He'll come along with the grapes in the box when he picks it up. Okay. Omer Rabba Barabu, a poem showed him hoylich lekarmel stamaze, a different type of gzeira. A guy goes down to his kerem, lay them again on lipsi. Are his grapes ripe? How does he tell? Olo, noitele, he takes one eshkel, a sochto. Right? So he spritzes it onto the other one, and that's a nichalei, because he wants it. He wants to test the grapes. He wants the thing to come out. So he spritzes on the other grape. Ubishas b'tzira adayin mashke tofeach alein. Again, so the other cases we had, it's betolush. You can't have hechsher b'mochuba. Rashi and Chumash explains nothing can be mushe b'mochuba because then everything is mushe. Nothing grows without rain. Everything is mushe. It has to be mushe after it's betolush. So the other two cases, we're afraid you'll put the grapes into the box and so forth. Boy, you'll split them apart. You're talking about it's off the tree already. It'll get wet. Here's a different problem. I take one cluster off. I spritz out to see if it's good. It spritzes onto the cluster that's still attached. So what's that? That's not Hesher's Gonsh. And it'll still be wet when I come to pull this off. So now when I pull that one off, it's still wet from that thing. So it'll be marshered. That's the Gzeir. Now, the question here is, at the end of the day, why didn't they make this drabonon in Zaysim also? Whatever these Cheshboinus are, you can have exactly the same Cheshboinus in Zaysim. I mean, whatever it is. Mezofofet, whatever it is, it's the same thing by Zaysim. The Rishonim say that the moichel, what they call moil, the stuff that oozes out from Zaysim is not considered a mashk. The stuff that oozes out of grapes is grape juice. It's as good as any other grape juice. The stuff that oozes out at the beginning, there are three levels, the Rishonim say. There's when you pick the olive, some stuff will ooze out in the mela. Then when you put in the tzitzos, it was like a thing where they pressed against each other and ripened. And then there's stuff that comes out when you come down on the Ekel Beis Habar, you press it down. That stuff is course of Shemen. And the middle stuff is a machlokes. But they say everybody holds that the stuff that comes out of a zayas at the beginning, meaning it's not squeezed, Shemen, it's the stuff that oozes out when you pick it or when it sits and it drops out. That's not called Shemen. It stops nothing. So there's no gzeira to make over there. It's not just not nichel, it's not a mashk, it's not. So the shayla then is, what did Beis Hillel want? So what did Beis Hillel want? I'm sorry, not Hillel, not Beis Hillel. Hillel said to Shammai, I don't understand. If you did it by grapes, why didn't you do it by Zaysim? For a very simple reason, because the reasons don't apply by Zaysim. So to Shonim and Mazbe, Hillel meant to tell him, this kind of exera, Hillel, hell, you're going to make exera like that, and you're not going to make it by Zaysim, it's not going to hold by Anovim either, because people are going to realize that difference. That's what he meant to tell. Okay, so under the next. Now, let's go. Come to the wrap-up portion. Idoch, Nogayud Chesdob. Oma Tevi Rishbo. Mr. Tevi, he was a hunter at Rishbo. Oma Shmuel. Af gedule truma boy bayoim gozru. The din of gedule truma says, I take truma and I plant it. The stuff that grows, what is that? But we're talking, the Gemara always has two types of growths. One is called ein zaro kola. That's like onions. The base never disintegrates. It's grown out of its base when you put it in. Okay, that is growing out of the old thing. But then you have things that are zaro kola, tfu or kidneys. You put wheat into the ground, that thing will disintegrate. It's not there. Just grows, you know, it grows, but you're not going to find that thing anymore. So in the thing that's zaro kola, you take posha truma, you plant it. The stuff that grows the next season, what is that? Emidintar is nothing. It's not true. It's not true. But they were goys there, that's what we're going to say now, that stuff should be truma. Why did they do that? My timer. Omreb chanin egzeirim shum truma tahira biyad Yisrael. We're afraid. I have truma, right? I have to give it to the kohen. I'm a cheapie. I don't want to give it to the kohen. So I have a way out. I'll plant it, and it'll become my truma. I'll take the truma, I'll plant it. When it grows, I'll eat it. I'm home free. So to prevent that, they said, you're not accomplishing anything, because gedulei truma is truma. So you didn't accomplish anything. In fact, the more I go to kasha, what are you worried about over here? You're worried about cheapskate, right? He doesn't want to give. He's got his truma separated. He doesn't want to give. He can't part with his apples. You know? He can't give it to the koi. That's it. How much you got to give truma? Chita achas poter sakri. That's not cheapskate. He wouldn't take truma. I'm getting my zay. What's the difference? You're worried about cheapskates. You don't have to make this a construct. The guy already was mad for shit. He's obviously not. He's trying to get out from it. He has no problem. I mean, he doesn't have to go through this whole plant. All he has to do is take this much truma. That's all. That's what you're worried about. No, so he won't be mavrish. Such a Jew won't be mavrish truma. Shmuel's the one who said, he didn't do that. He said, obviously he's willing to give truma. If he was willing to take it out from giving truma, he wouldn't have taken truma, that's all. Elo pesant gzeir on the koyin. Vishon truma tmeya biyat koyin. What's truma tmeya by the koyin? Es kenanisht. He can use it for firewood, zilof, whatever it is. But basically, he can't eat it, right? So afraid he'll plant it. He'll plant it. What'll come out will be nothing. He'll do whatever he wants with it. So therefore, they dilma mishum truma tmeya biyat koyin. Right? So what are we afraid of now? We're afraid that he'll plant it. And in the meantime, he'll be hanging around and somebody will come to eat it. In other words, if he could plant it, see, you don't have the cheshem before. We need to make the Yisroel, we're going to prevent him from cheating the kohen. Yeah, the kohen can do whatever he wants. It's his own, he'll do what he wants. We have a different problem over here. What if it's in the middle of November? No wonder they plant. They plant Pesach outside, no? Let's say it's the. Yeah, no wonder they plant wheat on the zone. Wheat is planted. Whatever it is, winter wheat and summer wheat. Okay, whatever it is. Let's say it's 6 months before the planting season. So what's he going to do? He's going to put it away somewhere for 6 months now to plant. And that 6 months, his Rebbetzin will forget, his son will forget. They think it's Truma Tmeya. We don't want Truma Tmeya hanging around. So we told him, if you plant it, you're not gaining anything. It'll be the same thing. So no one's going to plant it. He'll do what he has to do with it. He'll burn it. He'll use it for fire. We're going to coming soon to the halachas of Truma Tmeya. Right.
Well, what did we say it is? It's Truma Tmeya?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns, it just duplicates. That's how Rashi learns. It's not so simple. The Gemara don't say that, but that's how Rashi learns. Rashi says, Tehei v'shmo harishin. It's exactly what it was. We gain absolutely nothing by planting it. The Gemara B'Sochem does not touch it. Does not seem to say that. One seems to say that the Kohen could eat it. They got problems. And he is gaining as a promise to Israel. But we'll go with Rashi Divine. Oh, the Idoch, another one. Omre Pchi, in the last parak, we're going to have the last parak of Shabbos. Omre Pchi, Barashi, Mishmei Du'ula. Af Misha Hershich Lo B'derech. It's getting late there of Shabbos. He has his wallet in his pocket. Or he's got something in his pocket, whatever it is over there. So the Emes is, there is a way to bring it home. You carry it, poches, midalad amas. 2 amas and you stop. 2 amas and you stop. You could bring it home that way. But we're afraid that in Behola, he'll forget to stop. We'll go 4 amas. So we made a din, he has to give it away. Nosin kisol anochri, but that din, that nosin kisol anochri, don't rely on the head of poches. It'll give it to a goy. Come to the last paragraph, what you do. If you have a behemoth, a goy, got Isaac there, by Yom Gozer. That was also that day. That was one of the things of Yud Ches Dova.
What's the gzera?
Not to do Pochus Dal Dalt.
It's never wanted to do that.
Who said that? Pash Simut, yeah. It could be from this gzera is where he comes. We'll see when we get there. It could be this is all that ever asks.
Is this in Karmelis?
No, Tum Sharam. In Karmelis. I don't remember. I have to check. I don't remember.
We do it here. David's down. Monty. Did we
done? I don't know. Let me look at him. I don't remember. It makes sense to say should be mutter, but I don't know.
Misha Hetchlech was a special captive. So the path from the Dalaranis is awesome, probably. Misha Hetchlech. In the case of Misha Hetchlech, they were matter.
Yeah, they weren't matter. That's the problem. I mean.
And that was the Yud Ches Dov.
That could be. It would only be mutter Misha Hetchlech, who is running out of time. And then they said, even that's not the mutter, you got to give it to a goy. I'll check, okay. Yeah, pshuta pochus is not mutter medabon. Pochus is mutter, not pochus. To carry something less than dalamus is mutter on Shabbos. But pochus, meaning to go from here all the way to there by stopping is taka, not mutter. Yeah, but he could be right. The Misha Hershech, you're going to lose the arniki there. And you're in the street, you got your wallet, you got nothing to do with it. There could be that they said it would be mutter to do it that way. And then they said, no, we don't want that either. The Idoch, Omar Bali, Omar Avim, Misam Vesel was his name. Piton, Pasakum, Shemenakum, Viyainam, Ubno Seyem, Kulon, Miyut Chesdoverhein. Now, as Rashi will tell us, all those count as one. That's a good question. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah asks, what do you mean, same sums? The rice, some goes against the blood, Gemara, and Lan Vovom Abbeis. Shiva Amamin is the rice, the rest is Abon, and Westbrook, and Shim, and all go in more midorice, once that's only Derechas, there was Nuts. This is because I can't say Mice, Bezin Shal Chab, Bezin Shal Shem, Bezin Shal Chashronoi. The kids said, the U.S. Dover comes down to Yichud with a Goya. It means with a Yichud. They asked Yichud with a Sheikhs. That's what they asked. That's in the U.S. Dover. Now, let's go slow here. But we all count them as well, because since they're all leading up to three, you want to keep them or keep us away from them, which will eventually lead us to the Zohar. So these all count as one, the way Rashi learns. So now, let's go slow. Hanichal Reb Meir. L'Reb Meir, Reb Meir is the one who counted that Maniach Tachasat Sina business. So you have 18. We'll see in 1 second. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi Cheshm is the 18. Test the pasla truma. The variable is always in that first brisa. You'll see that's how busy how you count it. But if you go back to that first brisa on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it listed people who pasla truma. So listen how many we got. You got oichel oichel rishin, oichel oichel sheni. That's two. Shoyse mashkin tmeim is three. Habor roishe veruba b'mayim is four. Torshin Ofla Rosh of Aruba Shoslogum, that's five. Hasefer is six. Hayodayim is seven. Tful Yom doesn't count because we said it's the Raisa. Oichlin Shinit Muba Mashkin is eight. Kalim Shinit Mashkin is nine. So we got nine out of that Raisa. Okay? Let's go to Rashi. Nichol Remeya. Demoni Luloho Demaniach Kalim Tarsatzina. Havel Yutches. Tes the Pasle Truma. Then we have the two we started. How do we get into this? Because we started with a Mishnah Shabbos in Poilin Vein Koirin. And Koyim Vein Poilin, so that's 11. Hochatza. Poshulu Zayin, we're short 7. Here we go. Tzinar, Mardeya, we learned tonight. Benos Kusim, Boitzer, Gidule Trumo, Venosin Kiso, Upitan Vishamnon Chodos. You have 7 there. Tzinar, Mardeya, Benos Kusim, Boitzer, Gidule Trumo, Venosin Kiso, Upitan Vishamnon. So you have 7. So talk to him, well, the fear of Meir is good. You have 18. But according to Reb Yosi took out Maniach Kalim Tarasatzin, and he put in Benos Kusim. But we're counting Benos Kusim in the 18. So it means according to Reb Yosi, I only have 17 here. For that matter, they point they could have asked in Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin, who throws out Mardeya, we just had, and puts in Benos Kusim, is also a short one. Honichal Reb Meir, Reb Yosi, Shibsere, Havian, it's only 17. So I got another one for you. He adds one on there. Let's refer to what happened there. It goes, Piton Mishum Shamnon. The Gemara thought at first, man, we asked it, Pasakum, you shouldn't come to Shemenakum. Val Shamnon Mishum Yain. We asked it, Shemenakum, you shouldn't come to drink Yainakum. Frank, come on, Piton Mishum Shamnon? What's my Ume the Shemen Mi Pas? You asked it, Pasakum, you shouldn't come to you Shemenakum. What's Shemenakum any words to Pasakum? El Gozo, a Piton Vishamnon both Mishum Yainon. Val Yainon Mishum Bnoseihem. That's to keep away from them. But that is what we had before. This Rav Acher adds one more. Another thing for another reason. My Dovar Acher, Omer Rav Nachum by Yitzchok, Gozro al Tinik Nochri, Shemetame Bezivo. Even if he doesn't see Zivo. That a goy, you see Zivah anyway, Torah, we had in Nida, B'nai Yisrael there. But so first they made it the Rabbonon, that the Mashal point out, so you come to the Chanukah Gemara, that's clear, because when they were metami with Zov, Toysa says, when Mazam the Pashem, they were afraid for Tumas Zov over there. Have you heard that goy Tumas Zov? There was a Rabbonon from Zov, I Yud Ches Dover. Chanukah was long before Yud Ches Dover. But this Rashi says they first. That's an old time Rabbanan they made that if a goy sees zivo, he's a zav. This is a din that he's automatically a zav, even without seeing zivo. We treat every goy like a zav. That's what they added here. Shelo yetinik yisur, I shouldn't fool around with mishkav zocher. Good. So we now added one on for Reb Yosi. Good. So now according to May of 19, it must say you got one extra. So the Gemara, that's I told you, that's the variable. That first Mishnah we can fool around with. Because the last two, you remember, Oichlin v'kelim shenitmu b'mashkin. He counts them as one, not as two. Oichlin v'kelim shenitmu b'mashkin b'chod ha'choshiv lohu. Okay. That's Bnei Kusim. That's the women.
But the whole thing was, if you don't count kelim, so then we put that in. That means that we're not counting it.
No, it means we are, but we do count it. It is in the chesh. That's what the Gemara is basically asking that now at the end. Rabbi Yossi, you're missing. That's basically what the Gemara is asking. You're short one. So you have to add in that other one. Now, once you add in both of them, you got too many. That's really what we're saying. Once you add in Benois Kusim and not Kusim, this Goyim, that's Kusim. As Benois Kusim, this Goyim, now you're talking one too much. You're good in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Tarfon to knock out one each. But we ourselves have too many. So Enochanami, we have to change the count. And we count the nine as eight only. I just said, when I get too involved, but you understand, that Mishnah can be very elastic. I mean, because you have a few things that can go together. Like you have Bo Roshe V'Rubo B'Shuvim and Nofel HaRoshe V'Rubo. So some people count that as one. The few of them that could be condensed over there, you have to fool around with that. Because almost Tais doesn't like, right? Tais claims Rashi missed an obvious one. The Mishnah itself says, what are the first two? Ain't Karim and Poiland. What does the Mishnah say? So he said, that's Zichah one on Yud Ches Dov. How could Rashi not count it? So Tosis does count. So Tosis has to drop one. So he makes Roshe Verubo into one. Or Eichel Risha Veichel Sheni makes into one. They have to fool around with the numbers over there. What?
Roshe Verubo are two things.
No, not Roshi Verubo. Bo b'mayim shuvim and Roshi Verubo and Nofal al Roshi Verubo. There's two things over there. Any Roshi Verubo. There's two. One is a tommy that comes out from the mikveh and goes Roshi Verubo to mayim shuvim. The other one was a tosh and Nofal al Roshi Verubo shlosh l'gamayim. So they count that as two. There are those who count that as one. So it says, if you want to put in Zovah, so it wants to, you could do that. Or you say that Eichel Rishon and Eichel Sheni count as one. So there are three here really that could be condensed into one, if you have to.
Why don't Eichel Rishon and Eichel Sheni count as one?
That's a good question. That's a good question. So I saw the Chacham Sonoich in the back. He says, because we couldn't figure out one from the other. Because if you told me Ein Poilin, I wouldn't know Ein Koyrin, because Koyrin is a Dvar Mitzvah. So I would think that Dvar Mitzvah wouldn't be included. And if they asked it Ein Koyrin, I wouldn't know Ein Poilin, because there I would say maybe it's Mutter, because the lice give Tzar on Shabbos. But it's a problem. It is a problem. I should have dealt with it. Like I'm wondering, it's like the same thing.
Poilin itself, we had a suffix, what the reason was, whether it was the same.
No, when we came out, Loranair. Once you make Loranair, he's right. It's the same thing as Ein Koyrin. It's just Vihoraya, we had other things. You can't look between his suit and her dress. Teretz Lul, they say that's included in Ein Koyrin, right, Paul? You got a few of those over the Kaisis, the Shamans. Can you look at the dishes? That's included. So why isn't Ein Poilin Ein Koyrin one? It's a good question. I mean, I'm surprised, but I wait for the Chosel Manoyah for that. But that's what I found asking it. Okay, back to the Shabbos. Okay, we'll see the Mishnah today. Basically, we have a machlokes here by Shamin Basilil. Can you start a melacha before Shabbos that will run on Shabbos? We got 10 examples of it. That's basically what it comes down to. Beishamai asks a million things here. That basically, you're doing it before Shabbos, and then the thing runs on its own. And Basilil keeps on saying it's muta. He keeps on saying it's muta. Now, we're going to have a machlokes tomorrow. What is the reason for that? Rabbi Yosef is going to tell us in the Gemara Shvisas Kalim that Beis Shammai is assering because just like a Jew's behemoth can't do malach on Shabbos, a Jew's pot, a Jew's kli, can't do malach on Shabbos. The most interesting din. To which the Gemara is going to ask him, how do you put up the shalom tuchman? How do you prepare food for Shabbos? You put food up on Shabbos, before Shabbos, lech, shmech, whatever you're doing over there. Lamai said a pot is quote unquote cooking it on Shabbos. He was going to ask that, but he has as a Musa, Shvisas Kalim. The other way to go is that it's Poshet Gzeira. We're afraid if you do it before Shabbos, you'll come to do it on Shabbos, something like that. Okay, let's see. Beis Shammai Omer. Ein Sharon Dyoi, Samimonim, V'Kashinim. Kashim is an animal food that has to soak and it gets lost, it gets mixed together. Elo Kedei Sheyashuru Mibad Yoim. It has to finish the Malacha part of before Shabbos. Ubeisilom Matir. Beis Shammai Omer. Ein Noisten Unin Shal Pishten. Bunches of flax, a Tochat Tanur. They used to put it into the tanuk, aguda shel pishton, to leslaben, to whiten in the oven. Elok deshia havilu mibayoyim. It should be finished. It should become whatever it did to it before Shabbos. Put it in to pick up a dye. It should grab the color before Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Matirin. Enough that it's colored, that it's not a malacha. There's no malacha going on. You know, the Ran goes, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is my old repetition. It's exactly the same thing. So the Ran claims that, because we're going to see that the Gemara is going to talk about, you know, we're going to have laid in Kira all of our problems with the blech and all that. We have a problem with Shem Yechate. We don't want things up on a fire because you may fool around with the fire. So that's how he learns over here. You know, the first case, Basil is mocking, but the second case, there I could hear already that Basil should ask because Shem Yechate, it's in an oven. We'll give an answer, why not? Tzemet is another reason, we'll see tomorrow. You can't set a trap. That the animal should be caught in there before Shabbos. What's the chiddush? It's interesting. The traps they had, we'll see, I wasn't going to talk about the traps, I don't know exactly how traps work, but some of them, there was two types. One, the animal just sort of like falls in and nothing happens. One of them is like those traps that close. So when the animal comes, it does something to them because it's Ovid Maisa. And the Gemara's been Machalik. There's mokim to say that shvisas kelim is also min atayir when a keli does something. Mashain came when the keli is just sitting there holding the thing. So that's what Aran learns. Here, I'd have it sad to say, maybe Basilil agrees with shvisas kelim when the trap shuts. No, he doesn't have that either. Those chedush from Basilil. He's matter everything. Now there's a new thing. You can't sell him something, you can't load up his donkey, you can't load him up. That he should get home before Shabbos. But still, this is a different problem here. Because, again, we're going to see that all these things here are all where if you did them on Shabbos, it's a deraisa. If you did them on Shabbos, you don't have these things. Now, this is certainly a drabonon. If I load up the goy on Shabbos, so what? So it's not more than a drabonon. This is a different problem altogether. Here, it's because he looks like my shliach. That's Rashi's lotion. Where is it? It looks like I told him to do it on Shabbos, a different type of gzeira altogether. Beisil doesn't care about anything. There has to be enough time for it to get done before Shabbos. You give your student to the cleaners. There's got to be enough time that you can get it cleaned by Shabbos. Ubekulon Beisil matirim imashemesh. As long as you get it in before Shkia. That's an interesting thing. What does that do with Shkia? I mean, according to us, the Litvakis, it's okay. But according to Abbeinu Tam, you have 58 and a half minutes of Shkia. What's Basil shemeshing? What's he shemeshing about? The guy, yeah, that's not in my shemesh. I mean, Abbeinu Tam agrees the sun goes down. He's got something flying down there in the stratosphere. The Goyim brings it for a riot. The Goyim Shkia brings it for a riot. They sheet the very interesting. Was? Yeah, Rashi, forget about it. Rashi, forget about it. Oh, Shachamaz Arachas, what do you mean? The sun is shining. He's clear. The other. What do you mean? The doesn't say the sun is shining. The is nuts. Abraham Tam thought the sun was shining 50 minutes after the Shkia. He has a safe Shkia down there. That's what the guy doesn't know what's going on. Whatever it is, he's got something happening down there below. Nobody disagrees. There's no sun out 50 minutes after the Shkia. That's crazy. It's pitch black. I mean, something's going on. Whatever he has, that Shkia. We don't. That's one of the Goyim's problems. We have no physical. He doesn't have a physical thing for the Shkia. Good, they're hot Shkia Shnei, but it doesn't mean the sun is shining. Omer Gamliel. What? It could be, or someone to say to be careful. You know, an eitz again. But it's interesting. The Goyim brings a raya from him. It was white stuff, it was hard to wash. It took 3 days to clean it. Meaning, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was machmir like Beishama. According to Beisil, I don't care. Put it in 1 minute before the Shkia, or later if you'd like. I'll make sure it's only for the shkia. But that's all. I don't care. But according to Beit Shammai, you have to get it into the cleaners with enough time to clean it. Now, this stuff took 3 days to clean. So he says, no, in Hoyu Beis Abba, they would give in their white stuff 3 days before Shabbos. Now, this is a very interesting thing. First of all, it sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel is passing like Beit Shammai, which is not uncomfortable, because halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel b'masnis. Now, we do not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel b'shammai. We don't. Of course not. Number two, the whole heter that we have, basically the heter that we have here. You know, what's taka the heter? We'll learn later more details. When let's say you're given a suit, tagoyu shagai, right? 1 minute before Shabbos. The truth is, only mut if you make a psak. You have to be poisik. You have to, whatever, it's $10 for the suit. Today it burns that way because they were set price. But they had to be poisik the price over there. What's a pshat? Because at that point, he's no longer like Schir Yom. He's a Kabbalah, basically. He's working for himself. I mean, I'm going to pick up the suit on Sunday morning, I mean, and I'm going to give him $10. He wants to do it on Shabbat. That's his problem. He's not working for me. He can do much of Shabbat. He can stay up 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't care. I made my deal. He's going to get $10. I get my suit back. He's not working for me anymore. It's a resource at Risikov. It's a Loshen Agimor in Avodah Zarah. He's working for himself. What are they doing me? They're not working for me. No. I got no problem. I'll be there Sunday and night. You can do whatever you want. Evil Tana Shabbat. What's that doing me? That's the basic heter over here. Now, just 1 second. That svaro that Oritz Arusose Ovid. You know who says that in Avodah Zarah? Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's really uncomfortable. So then what's going on over here? It's Oktes and Avodah Zarah that Avada Rishmin doesn't pass him like Basham. He was Machmir. I mean, Avada to get Paskin to Basili. No Shaila. And it says, but he was Machmir, that's all.
Can we hear it someplace?
What?
Yeah, it wasn't Arisis, maybe paying by the hour he's paying. You know.
Then it's also.
In this case, then it's that's why he was Machmir. Here, he was Machmir. He didn't give it.
Yeah, but it sounds like. It's not a case. It says, my father's house, they used to give it in early. So give it in late and make up suck. It sounds like he went. Okay, that's what Tosafot Avodah Zarah says. He was Machmir. What? I'm sorry? Yeah, where is the Rashi? I'm sorry? Yeah, in the back they say, someone in the back says, in these words, it means to say what Tosafot Avodah Zarah says. So Mela, we're not bound to Halacha Pshingul Masnis, because he never passed like Beit Shammai. Now, if you remember, there happens to be a mission. We got another problem. There happens to be a mission in Beitza. What? There happens to be a mission in Beitza. I think it's the second parak, maybe. Three things it says over there that they're bringing Shimon Gamliel was machmir like Beit Shammai. He was into this a little bit, even though we paskin for others lakula like Basilia. But he was machmir like Beit Shammai. So Frek Taisa, so why doesn't the mission list this one? Abe, that's what I'm telling you now, that this wasn't really passed like Basil, but, and if anybody asked him the child, he said, you can give it in 1 minute before Shabbos, but it's got that frumkeit with Erev Shabbos, he was nervous. So it should be listed in that mission, which clearly is talking about those things where he passed in Lekula, but he was smacked himself Lechumra. So I'll tell you one of those answers, that those three things, that mission is about Yontif, the three Yontif the Kedinim over there. That mission is saying in three Yontif the Kalochas he was smacked. That there are others the missions are commenting. This is a Shabbos the Gishayla. Oh, the Shovin Elu Voelu, both Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. Shetoyan and Koiras Beis Habad Veigula Agas. There, they both agree. You have the press. You can bring down the press down on the grapes and the Zaysim right before Shabbos. Now, here you got Beis Hillel's okay. Beis Hillel can do whatever you want. Do whatever you want for the Shabbos. But according to Beit Shammai, that's the same exact problem. Either you have your Xera or you have that. The Kalim are doing work. They're pressing them on Shabbos. That the Gemara is going to ask. That's what I told you. Because we're talking here. They didn't. That's apparently they used to do it in those days. They wouldn't put it under the press until it was first ground or smashed somewhat. So that means there is already no Schitim and a Torah on it. The stuff, it's in a matzah that the stuff will come out by itself. Just will come out a little bit faster. Rashi, last Rashi, Balav Koyre Nami Mashkin Nofik Bemela. It lo nafik shapir ki hashta. Lo domi ledosh. So that's what he said before. All these dinim is where if you would do it Shabbos, it would be a derais. But even if you do it Shabbos, then even Beit Shammai gives in. We'll see that clearer. And not tomorrow, actually, the day after tomorrow.